In California, gay men and lesbians are 70% more likely to smoke than the general population, according to a recent UCLA study. Alarmed by these high rates, state health officials have designed a new anti-smoking campaign to focus on gay smokers. It's a move anti-smoking advocates say is years overdue. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Sarah Varney reports.
The outdoor patio at the Pilsner is typical of bars in San Francisco's gay district. Dozens of men stand outside in the summer fog, puffing on cigarettes and ashing in stray beer glasses. Kiri Charalambis takes a long drag and ponders why he smokes.
It's a great way to meet people as well, by just standing there having a cigarette, and then another fellow smoker comes outside too. You strike up a conversation, you know, you start talking.
Despite decades of anti-smoking education, many young gay men say smoking is still socially acceptable at bars, even attractive. So to find an anti-smoking message that would work for the gay community, California's health department turned to focus groups across the state. Colleen Stevens from the Department of Health Services says ads emphasizing health or vanity didn't seem to work. She says what did work was exposing how the tobacco industry targets gay men and lesbians.
We just found that those particular strategies did not resonate as strongly as the whole issue of the tobacco industry seen as an enemy not only of the individual, but of as the entire gay and lesbian community.
The health department created a series of print ads that premiered this summer in gay magazines. One ad shows a woman holding a sign reading, "The gay community faces discrimination, but not from cancer, heart disease, or emphysema." Bold print across the page reads, "Smoking is the number one killer in the gay and lesbian community."
I hope it works. Candidly, I'm dubious.
Eric Rofus is a professor at Humboldt State University and a widely published gay men's health activist. He says gay or straight, people start smoking because they're stressed or are looking to create an image of themselves. Rofus says an ad campaign that tells gay men not to smoke could backfire.
We're the population that was told to be straight or to not come out of the closet, and we're the population that took the risk to do it. So I wonder how much of these messages that tell men don't end up inculcating a kind of desire to do just the opposite.
California's new ad campaign faces other challenges, too.
A lot of people see that the tobacco industry wanting to advertise to us as a plus. They say, finally, somebody's recognizing us. Lucky Strike wants our business.
Bob Gordon from Clash, a gay anti-smoking group, says while some smokers are flattered by gay-focused tobacco ads, they should think twice about where their money is going.
This is a community that's targeting you, that has called you scum in the past.
In the mid-1990s, R.J. Reynolds built a campaign focused on homeless people and gay men living in San Francisco. R.J. Reynolds called the project Subculture Urban Marketing and referred to it as Project Scum. Not surprisingly, the gay press pounced on the company. R.J. Reynolds renamed the project and tried to move beyond the incident. Spokesperson Ellen Matthews says the company sends the same advertising messages to all populations.
If you're talking about targeting as singling out one group in the general population of smokers, we don't do that. However, we do try to develop meaningful communications and programs that are inclusive for all smokers.
Spending on those meaningful communications nationwide comes to $11.2 billion a year. In fact, the tobacco industry spends more on ads and promotions in 3 weeks than the annual California budget for tobacco control. Still, California public health officials have had some success with their past anti-smoking campaigns. Adult smoking has dropped 27% in the last decade. The new anti-smoking ads will run in gay print publications for the next 12 months. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney in San Francisco.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.